Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is November 29th. I'm Daniel Schwartzman in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today. Black Friday is here and everywhere. Markets are in a post-Thanksgiving doze, and the EU looks to the US for more beef. In today's top story, the biggest shopping weekend of the year is here, and 165 million Americans are planning to shop or bargain hunt during the holiday, according to the National Retail Federation. Strong numbers could suggest a profitable shopping season ahead amid concerns over the health of the economy. From a market perspective, history suggests this is a very good time for retail stocks. Since 2007, the week before Black Friday to a week after, the sector usually gains 5%. While it's not a Thanksgiving hangover, Wall Street futures are pointing to declines of 0.2% ahead of a half-day trading session. Sentiment that propelled stocks to several rounds of record highs is under pressure from a human rights dispute in Hong Kong that could upend progress in Sino-US trade talks. President Trump has signed into law congressional legislation supporting the city's anti-government protesters, prompting Beijing to say it would take, quote, firm countermeasures, and attempts to interfere were doomed to fail. The European Parliament voted by 457 to 140, with 71 abstentions, in favor of a plan to permit U.S. farmers a larger share of an existing 45,000-ton quota from 2020. It came with a resolution that urges the removal of U.S. tariffs on EU steel and aluminum and the withdrawal of a threat to raise tariffs on EU cars. Quote, the message of this agreement is clear. We would like to de-escalate trade tensions with the U.S., but we want to see the same efforts of de-escalation on the other side of the Atlantic, said Bernd Lang, head of Parliament's Trade Committee. Putting pressure on OPEC to avoid a major policy shift, Russian oil companies have proposed not to change their output quotas as part of the current global supply cut deal. Non-OPEC oil producers and OPEC nations are due to discuss the agreement on December 5th and 6th after curbing output to support prices for the last 3 years. We see limited scope for a new round of cuts in light of uneven compliance and diminishing returns, Fitch Solutions added in a note. Sonny's tweet was tongue-in-cheek, nothing more, a Ford spokesman said, shooting down chances of a tug-of-war match between Ford's F-150 and Tesla's new Cybertruck. Sonny Madra, vice president of Ford X, prompted the challenge over Twitter this week, with Elon Musk responding, bring it on. If the battle were to take place, odds put Tesla's 3-to-1 favorite, according to sports betting company bookmaker.eu. The Justice Department spent 2 years looking into whether AT&T, Verizon, and a trade association known as GSMA colluded over eSIM, which lets people remotely switch wireless providers without having to insert a new SIM card into a device. At the heart of the probe was whether the nation's largest wireless carriers, working with the standards body, used the technology to unfairly maintain their dominance. The DOJ dropped its investigation after the parties agreed to change how they determine standards for eSIM, while GSMA said the results had turned up no wrongdoing. The retail portion of Saudi Aramco's IPO has been fully covered, with orders reaching 32.57 billion Saudi riyals, worth about $8.7 billion, before the offering closed yesterday at midnight. The state-owned oil giant plans to sell 1.5% of the company, or about 3 billion shares, at an indicative price range of 30 to 32 riyals. That would value the IPO at as much as 96 billion riyals, $25.6 billion, and give Aramco a market value of between $1.6 and $1.7 trillion. Vancouver will outlaw the use of plastic straws and bags from April next year, making it the first major Canadian city to enact such a far-reaching ban. Earlier efforts saw Montreal issue a narrower plastic bag ban in 2018, while grocery chain Sobeys has said it will eliminate all plastic bags from its stores. Going nationwide, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced plans in June to prohibit some single-use plastics such as straws, bags, and cutlery by early 2021. Calling it a mission-critical priority, Christine Lagarde is pushing for climate change to be part of the European Central Bank's purpose, and the first comprehensive review of the bank since 2003. Pushback? Some Eurozone central bankers argue that climate action should be left to the EU's national governments to handle through fiscal policy, not monetary policy. Earlier this month, the San Francisco Fed convened the U.S. Central Bank's first-ever conference on the economics of climate change and discussed the concept of a green interest rate. Other stories to watch for on Seeking Alpha include Canadian National Railway kicking off a recovery plan, Morgan Stanley ousting traders over a concealed loss, a Tory poll lead that gives the UK pound a boost, Amazon Web Services pouring cash into custom silicone, Apollo Global raising its tech data offer to $6 billion, PG&E subject to California's inverse condemnation guidelines. In early hours trading, Asian and European markets are slightly down, as are U.S. futures. There are no big events on the economic calendar today, with U.S. markets closing at 1 p.m. Eastern. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thanks for listening, and have a great holiday weekend.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.